And what would you call a sweet spread you could put on toast or biscuits in the morning?
Syrup, molasses.
Or maybe out of apples. Could be apples.
Jelly.
And what would you have on the table to season your food with?
Sugar.
Or what else?
To sweeten the food?
No, to season.
Oh, salt and pepper.
And if there was a bowl of apples and a child wanted one, he'd tell you?
They wanted an apple.
Okay. And you'd say, it wasn't these boys that did that. It must have been one of... Did you ever say one of them boys or them their boys?
I didn't say it, no. I've heard it. That's sort of backwoods talk, I'd call it.
What would you say?
Those boys.
And you say, he doesn't live here, he lives way...
Way out yonder, way over yonder.
Do you use the word yonder?
To a certain extent, sometimes, yes.
You tell somebody, don't do it that way, do it.
You talking about that-a-way?
Did you ever say that?
No.
What would you say?
That way.
And if you don't have any money at all, you say you're not rich, you're...
Poor.
You say, when I was a child, my father was poor, but next door was a child...
I was rich.
I'm talking about the father being rich. Next door was a child, what, father was rich.
Well... I don't know.
What would you say? That his father was rich, or whose father was rich? How would you say that?
Well, it's well off. Is that what you...
What? You say next door was a child's father was rich. Next door was a child. Would you say next door was a child that his father was rich?
Well.
Next door was a child whose father was rich?
Yeah.
How would
whose
you say
father
that?
Was rich?
Huh?
I'd say whose father was rich.
And if you had a lot of peach trees, you'd call that a peach
tree. Orchard.
And you'd ask somebody if that's his orchard. He'd say, no, I'm just a neighbor. He'd point to someone else and say, he's the man.
I didn't get that.
If you ask someone if it's his orchard, he might tell you that, well, he's just a neighbor. And he'd point over to someone else and say, he's the man.
I don't understand.
But if there was an orchard and you wanted to know who it belonged to, someone might tell you, he's the man.
That owns the orchard.
Okay. And... Talk about distance, you say, I don't know exactly how far away it is, but it's just a...
Pretty good ways, or a long ways,
What if it's just a few yards?
Short distance.
Huh?
Short distance.
Any other way of saying that?
Oh, there's a lot of expressions. Hop, skip, and a jump from here, or something like that.
And something was very common, and you didn't have to look for it in a special place. He'd say, you could find that just about...
Anywhere.
And if somebody slipped and fell this way, he fell over...
Backwards.
And this way.
Forward.
And say if a child was spoiled, you'd say, well, when he grows up, he's going to have trouble. What is not?
When he's bald?
Well, when he grows up, he's going to have trouble. If he's spoiled, you'd say, he's going to have trouble.
What kind of trouble?
Well, just... Did you ever say, to me, probably, you say, this is going to happen, what is not? Did you ever say, like is not, or apt is not?
Like is not, yes.
Do you use that expression?
I've said it, yes.
How would you use it? Give me an example.
Well, like is not, he intends to go somewhere, something like that.
And... If you got rid of all the brush and trees on your land, you'd say you...
Cleared it.
And wheat is tied up into a...
Shocks, I guess. I don't know anything about wheat.
What about fodder? Did you ever pull fodder?
Oh, yes, years ago, and put it up in bundles.